You get what you pay for, at least that's what many people say, and that's exactly the point that Britain's House of Lords has taken. Clothing chains like H&M or Forever 21, they say, epitomize this trend of fast fashion where it's in one day and out the next. And so this trend simply fosters a culture of irresponsible waste, or that's exactly what the Britain's House of Lords is saying. Joining us now with a little bit more information on what the heck is going on there in the House of Lords is Mary Beth Williams, the
Good
Takeaways
morning.
Culture Reporter. Good morning.
Adora, who better to speak to our sartorial choices than the British House of Lords, right? That's where I get all of my fashion advice from.
So what exactly are they talking about?
Well, it's interesting. What's interesting about this is it comes from the House of Lords Select Committee on Science and Technology. That's not necessarily what I pick up first for my fashion advice, but it's been a real lightning rod in the fashion community and all over the blogosphere. And I think that what they're getting at is actually a very valid point, which is if we take away the kind of the finger wagging aspect of it, speaking of someone who did her kids back to school shopping yesterday at Target myself, what we get down to is this concept of, you know, maybe we do need to be a little more mindful of the way that we spend our money on clothes. And that doesn't have to be guilt trippy, but in the way that we think about, okay, do I need a plastic bag to go to the supermarket, or can I bring my own? Do I know where my food came from? I mean, this is something that's been in our consciousness over the last few years. We're going to start seeing this in fashion as well. We're going to start seeing it in clothing as well. Where did that $5 shirt come from? What's its provenance? Do I need it? That kind of thing. Because you go into a Forever 21 or you go into an H&M, and it's every week there's a glut of new merchandise. There's a glut of
What do
it.
you think, what triggered any of this? Was there some particular concern with waste? Is there some growing evidence that people are more wasteful in the UK today versus 5 or 10 or 15 years ago? And everyone can't afford to go to the very high-end stores to buy clothing,
God knows
and
I can't.
H&M and Forever 21 are reasonably priced clothes that many people can afford. So
Absolutely,
what's
which
the
is
point here?
I think the point is just the idea that, you know, we have kind of reached this tipping point with quality as well. A lot of a lot of the big retailers, because of this demand for more and more and newer retailers, are posting losses. The July retail reports were all down. So how are retailers going to get customers in the store? And the traditional wisdom in the past has been throw it all against the wall, see what sticks, bring in new merchandise every week, and hope that the consumers come back. And what I think is going to happen, what consumers are going to start saying is, in the same way that we've been doing with food, no, what we want instead is to feel like when we come into the store, we're in a dialogue with the retailers and they're going to be responsible. We're going to know where our clothes come from. I mean, I talked to somebody from Target, a representative from Target yesterday, and he gave me the example of their own in-store brands now. They're not going to be using PVCs,
PVCs.
which is the plastics. A form of, and what that means is they're no longer bundling their socks in plastic. They're now wrapping them in cardboard. And the customers like that because now they can touch the socks. The
This
bottom
just
line is
seems
this
like a
is.
very odd way to get to some notions of how we become better and more responsible consumers. Because actually, if you're saying sales numbers are down, then that negates everything that they're talking about. If people are buying less, then what would be the reason to ban fast fashion?
Well, it's not a ban. I mean, nobody's going to ban anything. And I mean, there has been talk about boycotting. But what we're saying instead is, yeah, sales are down. And this notion that bringing in more and more and newer and newer and cheaper and less quality is not working. It's simply not working. It's not sustainable for the retailers and it's not sustainable for consumers. Like I said, I've got kids. I buy the $10 pants. I believe in all of that too. That's what I need. But what we're going to start having to do is really think a little bit more in terms of what that means in terms of landfill, what that means in terms of who made those clothes. You know, I'm wearing a skirt right now that was made in Bangladesh, and I need to think about, well, where did that come from? And it's just a case of mindfulness. It's not something that's going to happen this fall with your wardrobe, but
Right.
we are going to be seeing over the next few years people are going to have to start asking these questions in terms of sustainability for workers and for the environment.
But that sort of applies to all products, doesn't it? Because so many of the products are made in the same places, whether you're going to a luxury store
right.
and spending thousands and thousands of dollars on a suit, or going to H&M and spending $100 on
sure,
a suit.
Sure, the idea that your $800 shoes have any less of a carbon footprint than your $5
right.
t-shirt
is
kind of ridiculous,
it seems
too.
Rather classist, I think some might say.
That's entirely possible. The British House of Lords. Who is more classist than the British House of Lords? And I don't think anybody should be guilt tripping us about our choices, especially when when we've just heard this report about how many of us don't even have health insurance. I mean, that's completely valid for us to do whatever we have to do to put our kids in pants for school. But also, in terms of long-term sustainability, we have to be thinking in terms of the long-term as well as what we're going to wear this fall. And that means making choices that are a little bit more mindful, and the same way that we've been doing, as you said, with everything, with what's, what our clothes are made of, with the way that they're packaged, with the way that we spend our money. And if it's a choice between, buying the $10 pants or buying something that's maybe $1 more, but is made in a different way.
I was going to say, yeah, because that's the trick, isn't it? Because especially families today, I mean, the economy is tough for so many. So the idea that they would spend more money
right.
to put clothes on their children who grow every year when they're young.
I can't
do it. And
they
need new pants right. and new shirts. So it's kind of a bind of what do you do?
Right. And that's, that's not something that's going to get solved, before school starts next week. Not for me.
Certainly not. Well, Mary Beth Williams, many thanks for your report to us.
Thanks.
Mary Beth Williams, our takeaway personal sharper and cultural eagle, keeping an eye on what's happening in the world for us. The census reports today, as she noted, talking about health care. We want to hear your story about what kind of health care do you have, what do you pay for it, 877-8-MY-TAKE. Please do drop us a line or drop us a note at mytake@thetakeaway.org. We have a lot at thetakeaway.org. Lots of multimedia from the Democratic National Convention in Denver, including videos from our team covering that story, and the continuation of our Patchwork Nation series. I'm Adora Udoji, and this is The Takeaway.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.